We are at Kibenda Tea Estate in Limuru, Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. And today we wrap our minds around the significant subject of education. What is education? One may ask. And it defies narrow and strict definition. But education must be understood to mean the accumulation of knowledge and information for the purpose of changing the quality of our lives. Understood from that standpoint, one must now interrogate the question as to what kind of education have we received in Africa? Is it the kind of education that helps the continent, or is it the kind of education that does not help the continent? And this must be contextualized in history. It must be contextualized in history because education as we know it today in different parts of Africa is a heritage of the colonial administration. And this they did in cahoots with the missionaries. If you look at the history of most of Africa, from the west to the east to the north to the south, when we talk about education, there is a religious angle to it, and then there is also an angle that came about at the behest of the administrators. You know, one has said that whenever the colonialists came to Africa, there were always three people. There was the administrator, there was the missionary, and of course, there was the anthropologist. And all of these were coming to the continent of Africa for a specific purpose. In the early days, very few Africans were inclined to accept Western education, because African societies had their own form of education that addressed their economic circumstances. And when the white man came, the Westerners came, they started to introduce a form of education that was designed to address the new colonies. And in those early days, the most important thing is that they wanted clerical officers. Officers who would work in the postal services, officers who would work in their different sectors, such as educating people in the school that they had established. They would want individuals who would work in environments which were designed to aid the colonial administration. And schools were therefore established. Religious education was very critical in this regard. Whether it was the Catholic Church or the Presbyterian Church or the Anglican Church, this was deliberately designed to ensure that education was deployed in a manner that would create an individual who would be subservient to the diktats of the colonizer. And that was also true in the Arab North, where you see a lot of religious studies through madrasas, so that religion was focused as the avenue through which education was acquired. When, therefore, the African countries regained their independence, what had happened is that in different parts of Africa, the colonialists had built an African elite. And this African elite had gone through schools that had been created deliberately, particularly by the churches. And those who graduated from those institutions were then taken to different universities in different parts of Europe. And these were universities that were clearly designed to offer education that would help the colonialists. So you had schools, whether they were in Ghana or in Nigeria or in Kenya or Uganda, for the elite. And they would then go to universities such as Edinburgh, University of London, University of Cambridge. If it were the French, they would take you to the Sorbonne University. If it was in Spain, they would take you to Madrid. If it was Portugal, they would take you to Lisbon. If it was Belgium, they would take you to Brussels. And all these were institutions whose agenda was clear: create an African elite. And this African elite is the elite upon regaining independence that went into political power and became the politicians and became the civil servants. And the schools which were run as public schools became the schools that we inherited for purposes of educating our young men and women. The question then is, was this kind of education the kind of education that we need to go to the next level? a Nigerian musician called Fela Anikula Pokuti has a beautiful song, "Teacher, Don't Teach Me Nonsense." And he was responding to the kind of education that you see in most parts of Africa, education that does not allow you to know technological development, education that does not allow you to be innovators and inventors, education that does not equip you with the tools that will make you to enjoy the dividends of the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. And this calls into question as to whether Africans in that regard, on the basis of education that we have, are miseducated. It is important to ask ourselves, why is it that in the 1950s we could very well say that we were the economic and technological equivalent of South Korea? 50, 60 years later, South Korea is now in a different space where they are innovating, where they are inventing, but we are not. We could make the claim that in certain ways we were the equivalent of Singapore, or in many ways even the equivalent of India. Why is it, therefore, that in critical areas we have schools of engineering, but when we want to have serious engineering work to be undertaken, it is not our engineers that are involved. We get engineers from outside of the continent. If they are not from China, they are from Europe. If they are not from Europe, they are from Korea. If they are not from Korea or from India, which calls into question, what kind of engineering are we teaching? If we go into the pharmaceutical arena, if you look at the 10 or 20 top pharmaceutical industries and you ask yourself, how can we participate in that space? And with the advent of COVID, and the requirement for vaccinations, Africa became exposed because we have research institutes which are underfunded, which calls into question, what kind of education are we offering in the pharmaceutical space that does not give us the intellectual firepower and wherewithal to be in an arena of invention and innovation that we can produce our own vaccines? When we go into the area of robotics, we ask ourselves, which African country is involved in that area? And with the question of artificial intelligence, we ask ourselves, which universities are involved in that space? When we go even into the area where we talk about adding value to the products that we produce, if it is tea, we still have to export tea for it to be blended. If it is coffee, we still have to export coffee to be blended, so that we interrogate what kind of education do we give in agriculture. And even if you go outside of that space and you ask yourself the question, even in critical issues such as the law, when there are cases of an international nature, Africans still hold the view that they are only represented properly if they hire individuals who have practiced law from outside of their countries. In other words, the legitimate question is, do we have an education system whose DNA does not lend itself to manipulation? And I'm using the word manipulation positively, by African peoples and African governments, in a manner that will benefit the critical masses of the people of Africa. I therefore dare say that the education systems that we inherited from the colonialists must be re-examined. They must be re-examined so that they are decolonized. Kenya's Ngugi Wa Thiong'o has written a book, Decolonization of the Mind, but there is another book which ought to be written called Decolonization of Education. Julius Kambarage Nyerere in 1967, talking about education, said, education it is that which ends you, which changes you inside out and makes you relevant to your society. It is not education that which makes you run away from your society. And I'm suggesting that we ought to decolonize our education, because it is only upon decolonization of our education that we are going to have a crop of young men and women whose training is designed to respond to the realities and the needs of their people. And this can be done by collaboration. I know, for example, in East Africa, there have been efforts to harmonize education systems amongst its 8 member countries and increasing, by ensuring that people are educated in a manner that their competencies and their talents emerge and are given a pride of place. I know also that there have been efforts of a similar nature in West Africa, where they even have a common examination which is sought by different students. But the question is, what kind of education? Are we miseducated? Are we undereducated? And the answer is yes, we are miseducated, we are undereducated, and we are disoriented, and the education that we have is not the kind of education that is going to help Africa to participate in the largesse of the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. How should this be done beyond lamentation? I think that there is wisdom in re-examining curricula in different parts of Africa. And once we re-examine curricula and revamp curricula, we are going to be able to understand that curricula in the arts, in the humanities, and in the sciences must be harmonized in order to produce young men and women who are going to participate in the technological age. We are now in an age of information and an age of technology, and any education that does not emphasize those critical areas is education which is devoid of value and devoid of character. And the time is now also for African countries to invest in research and development, because research and development is what is going to create and to generate the kind of information that is going to direct how it is that we are going to revamp our curricula. This is urgent business, and it is by doing this that our education systems are going to be the anchors that will enable us to be in the age where we can participate meaningfully. If Africa is going to be the next factory of the world, if Africa is going to industrialize, if Africa is going to be in the space age, if Africa is going to be in the information age, if Africa is going to be in a space where it can make our own cars, make aeroplanes, and make our own military equipment, it is going to be through education and not through miseducation and undereducation. The time is now to re-educate ourselves through revamping our curriculum. Once again, thank you very much. We are talking about education, a subject that one can never exhaust, but we are doing justice to it. See you again.